NSW government considers a gambling ads ban on transport. These state government in New South Wales, NSW, in Australia is reportedly thinking of introducing a ban on gambling ads on public transport, which comes as federal regulators in the jurisdiction are introducing a range of gambling reforms. Following recent complaints from members of the public and anti-gambling groups regarding gambling adverts, the state authorities in NSW are contemplating tightening the rules for gaming operators regarding the promotion of gambling activity in the region. The adverts were from a gaming operator called Picklebet and were large enough to cover the whole of a train carriage. This has prompted some gambling reform organizations to complain that gaming adverts should not be placed on publicly owned utilities. One of these organizations, the Alliance for Gambling Reform, has raised concerns that these ads and gambling promotions in general may influence young children and vulnerable individuals and make gambling look attractive and fun before they reach the age of informed consent. Quote, "We understand the community's concern and are exploring what changes are possible under the existing advertising contracts. Our advertising suppliers must ensure that all advertising material complies with all applicable laws, accepted industry standards and codes of conduct established by the advertising industry." Joe Halen, Transport Minister for NSW. Proposed changes to gambling advertisement legislation. The federal government of Australia is undergoing changes to the overall gambling legislation of the country, which follows a review from Labor MP Peter Murphy that made a raft of recommendations to the gambling sector. This includes a total ban on all advertisements from gambling operators. However, these proposals have faced criticism from media companies concerned about loss of revenue from a possible gambling advertising ban. Plus, stakeholders in the gambling industry feel too many restrictions could lead to a severe negative impact on the gambling sector. This week, the Albanese government stated it would not include further gambling amendments in the parliamentary schedule for the remainder of the year, and would revisit the recommendations in 2025. Quote, "These are adverts on a train that anyone can see at any age, and it really is aimed at normalizing gambling across the community. We know that gambling companies spend an enormous amount of money on gambling ads." Martin Thomas, CEO of Alliance for Gambling Reform.